one's admitted backstage.
Somebody!
Look, we've got something to settle. Now you just go find Curtis.
Somebody!
Tell him that some old friends are here.
What's it about?
He knows what it's about.
Nobody.
I can't do that. Well, I'll just go find him myself.
Hey, you can't come back here. I don't think Curtis wants to see any of you.
He's got no choice.
This is no social call.
And we're not talking to any henchmen at all.
Okay, Frank, I can handle this.
Come on, Curtis, let's see you try.
Well, Marty, it's been a long time.
Curtis, you're still a second-class snake.
Gentlemen, please, give me a break.
Curtis, did you give me one?
I can kill you, Curtis, for what you've done.
Stacy, I'll handle this. Curtis, how could you do something so wrong? You had no right stopping my song.
Stop it, Effie. Got no claim.
After all these years, and you're still the same. You never believed in me. You never believed in me. But I believed in me. When I made it on my own, and now I've got the best break I've ever known. Morgan, my lawyer, and he wants to talk to you.
Mr. Taylor, we're going to the federal authorities.
Yes, the U.S. Attorney.
You're going to have to explain how you've been killing Effie's record. Payola, baby.
We have documented evidence.
You know I have proof of your whole payola operation, going back all the way to Jimmy's recording of Stepping to the Bad Side.
All the money, all the drugs.
Don't let nobody else backstage.
You are going to jail, mister.
Yeah? Well, what about you? I didn't do it myself, you know.
You don't understand. I don't mind going to jail if it means they put you away for a long time.
Gentlemen, can we discuss this somewhere more private?
There's an empty dressing room just down the corridor. After you.
Miss White, aren't you coming?
No! I want to stay and talk! Talk to the great Miss Jones.
Effie. Believe me, Effie, I never knew what Curtis was doing to you. I'm sorry we had to meet like this. How many times, oh Effie, how many times I wanted to see you. I saw you, Dina, at your mama's funeral. How I wanted to speak to you that day, but I couldn't reach you. There were so many people
I really wanted to tell you.
Our lawyers will meet at the beginning of the week.
Dina, he doesn't know.
I'm sure we can work out a solution.
And just remember, Curtis, if our negotiations fail, you're gonna wind up in jail.
Yeah, Curtis, no more payoffs or slimy attacks. And keep your flunkies off our backs. Our record's moving up, we're moving in.
Yeah,
of man are you? Why would you try to stop Effie?
It had nothing to do with her.
Then why would you do it?
I had dreams of creating a new sound.
Your dreams are dangerous. Look what they've done to you. And where do you stop? Where do you draw the line? You don't care about other people's dreams, like Effie's, like mine. That's why I'm going.
I love you.
I'm going.
You're all I can see. I love you.
I'm going, and nothing you say, nothing you do will stop me.
You are my dream.
Yes, I'm going to be free.
You can never leave me, no.
This time I'm sure.
You are my dream.
I'm just speaking my dream.
I will never let you go.
I can't stay anymore. I can't stay anymore.
When I first saw you, I said, oh my.
I'm sorry, Curtis.
You're my dream.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, I'm glad you could all make it out on such short notice. Now, you probably won't print this, but for the record, I would like to congratulate Miss Effie White, whose recording of One Night Only is the number one hit in the country. That's what I had to say. Now, as to the rumors about Miss Jones and I, yes, my wife and I are separating. And the talk about her doing her first film is true. We're both very excited about that. Now here's something you don't know. The Dreams are breaking up, yes. And their final performance will be in New York, which is only fitting since that's where we all got started together. And oh, how impossible it seems that somehow I could destroy